We learned earlier that it's possible for children to receive Yerusha both from their father and their mother. Just like the son comes first, and if there's no son, it goes to the daughter when it comes to yashning the father, the same is true when it comes to yashning the mother. The only difference is, Abchar, who of course is the firstborn, Abchar takes a double portion when it comes to yashning his father. But he does not take a double portion when it comes to yashning his mother. Another difference is, the habanis, daughters that are kitanis, nizoynis minichsei ha'av, they are supported from the estate of the father. If the father passes away, the estate, that means the money before it's divided, is going to have to go to support these small daughters. But ve'enon nizoynis minichsei ha'aim, they don't receive that support from their mother's yerusha. Now the reason, before the brothers can divide the yerusha from the father, money has to first go to support the small daughters, is because that's what it says in the Ksuba. A man accepts upon himself, when he gets married, that his estate will have to provide, if Chas v'Shalom passes away, his money will have to provide for any daughters that he will have with his wife, until either they get married or they become adults. But that's only from the father's Yerusha. So again, our Mishnah tells us, both the son and daughter have the same halachis when it comes to Yarshin, a father, and a mother. The only differences are, when it comes to yashning a father, the pchar gets a double portion. That's not true when it comes to yashning a mother. And that the young daughters have to be supported from the father's money before they divide the estate. That halach is only from the father's estate, not from the mother's estate.